The goods and services tax started 20 years ago and was controversial then. Now the New South Wales Treasurer has proposed another controversial plan to overhaul the tax by expanding its base or increasing the rate. Zoe Rudge discusses the potential for reform with University of New South Wales Business School Professor of Practice, Jenny Granger.
The goods and services tax was introduced 20 years ago this year, and throughout that time, there's been several extensive reviews and calls for reform, and this latest call for change to the GST comes from New South Wales' Treasurer. But why has the GST suffered from such criticism these past 20 years?
I think one of the things here is that the goods and services tax puts a tax on what we spend. So it's, in that sense, you know, obviously people are always going to be concerned about anything that adds to the cost of what they spend. And they don't necessarily make the connection between taxes raised and then the services they get as a result. So Australians are always going to be very cautious about anything that's a tax rise and something that relates to that. But the criticisms are about, is it broad-based enough, which means should it be expanded on what it's taxed on to make it more efficient? And some people would even argue more fair, others would say not. And the other is, it's one of the lowest consumption tax rates internationally, and that, you know, we should raise it to a level that's more similar to what's overseas. So that's kind of the two main things.
And what reform options are available to the GST, and which do you believe we're more likely to head towards?
There's two reform options. One is 10%, which is the current rate of GST. Is that too low? And if we raised it a bit, that would do two things. At the moment, it's actually shrinking as a tax base. And the other thing about is whether it should be on more things. So there's some important exemptions at the moment. For example, it's not on fresh food. It's not on a lot of education things, health-related things. And so you can imagine how emotional that argument is for people about expanding it to cover those things. But they're the two ones. Broaden it out so everything's in, or there's less exemptions, and raise the rate. The one that I think is, and I think both of them are quite controversial with people, because I said is, and particularly at a time like this, can you imagine somebody saying we should make spending more costly for you? The one that's probably marginally better placed is the rate rise on the existing things, because it would be very, very controversial and politically sensitive to try and expand it to cover those items I've just been talking about, medical supplies and fresh fruit, etc.
Do you think, like, with this whole COVID thing, do you think this has maybe increased the chance or decreased the chance for reform to GST?
Certainly a lot of the commentators thought that this was a good time to raise that, because how we're going to cover all the spending we're doing right now to support people and the economy is something we need to look through. I think it's actually harder. I think the federal government's been pretty clear that it doesn't really want to see GST reform unless all the states and territories had an agreed position to bring that to the table, then it might consider it. And I think that's simply because, among other things, it would be a big distraction to have that debate when we're in the middle of doing all this. The other side of that is we have to figure out to what extent our economy recovering and growing can cover the bills we've got now, or do we need to do some tax reform, bring in some extra tax to be able to pay for that? So that's the argument on the other side. And those who want to get reform are arguing, well, here's one that, you know, would be more efficient, would bring in more money. Why don't we do this? But there are other options you can do in tax reform that you wouldn't have to do this choice. But at the moment, the federal government's not signalling an interest in doing tax reform. Most people who lobby for reform here recognise that paying GST falls harder on low-income houses, because consumption is a bigger part of their their budget, obviously less money and it's a bigger proportion. So the other thing that would be needed to make this work is what is going to be the compensations to a lower income family so that they are not disproportionately stressed. And again, there'd be a big debate about who falls into that category and what those should be. So it's a quite complicated dance you've got to do, I think, to get reform in.
And that was Professor Jenny Granger from the University of New South Wales speaking with Zoe Rudge earlier.